got to tell you something, folks. This is by far the best electrostimulation device I've ever used. Now, Dr. Wong is an expert on them. He's got drawerfuls of them. And he's had a pretty bad shoulder for quite a while. And if you're punching rocks and sand in a big burlap bag hanging from a tree, 50 years of that might put a little bit of wear on the joint. Well, he used it one time, and he didn't have the pain anymore.
I used to be known back in the 80s through the 90s as the world's most experienced microcurrent electrotherapist. I had the third electroacuscope on the East Coast. I was using it at a college in South Carolina where I was head trainer. The other one on the East Coast was at the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, wow.
In their training room. I have used a bunch of different electrotherapy gizmos, both micro and macro current, and I've got drawers full of them, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's just an area of interest of mine. If I could heal something, if I could spark some healing, if I could take away pain, if I could do whatever without needing to take a pill or inject something, let's give it a go.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been walking around with this intractable shoulder pain. Haven't found anything short of injecting it with procaine, which I do often, at least once or twice a week, just to take the pain away. I used this new square wave 9 hertz electrostim once, focusing on that shoulder. I crisscrossed the pads, make sure I was creating a lot of heterodyning. Heterodyning is where you mix free, you create new frequencies from the frequencies you've got. So you enhance the physiological effect of electrotherapy by heterodyning. So I put it on, left it on for about a half an hour, started off with the AC current, then as recommended, I did the last 2 minutes in DC current. You can't change the frequency, but you can change the intensity, the amplitude, and I did that, and I actually maxed it out a couple of times. That shoulder hasn't hurt since. I did that in the middle of last week. I did another therapy just on my – I had a really sore set of traps from doing heavy uprights and heavy shrugs. Now, I will qualify the uprights. I can't bring the uprights all the way up. I can maybe bring them up to nipple level.
Right.
I can't get them up any higher than that because of the shoulder. And it kills me to do it. So I did the front of the shoulder at the bicipital tendon, and where – the traps join into the levator scapulae, and right at the apex of the shoulder, the inner top angle of the scapula bone, which is where most people get really big sore knots.
Yep.
And I crisscrossed the pads and did heterodyning, and I thought I had the traps of the Hulk.
Yeah. Yep.
I felt like the traps had grown up to my ears.
Yep.
And I was ready to do shrugs.
Yep.
Straight bar shrugs, you know, octagon H-bar shrugs.
Yeah.
Matt, yep. I was ready for shrugs.
Yep.
I never thought my traps could feel that big.
Yep.
And the more I play with it, the more I'm surprised at the principle behind it. If you hurt anywhere, this is one of the least expensive electronic stimulation units around. There are ones that are based on Russian technology, ones that are based on microcurrent, ones that are based on macrocurrent. The least expensive one is around about $1,000.
Exactly. Yep.
The most expensive one is $6,000.
Yep.
I've got them.
Yep.
They're sitting around.
Yep.
You know, but having said that, I was so astounded that this one unit for considerably less money took away all my shoulder pain in one treatment that I'm aghast. The thing is great.
And I looked in the mirror. I'm telling you right now, my biceps and everything were literally looked like they were jumping out of my skin, and my traps were engorged. So we know there's stuff going on. John is a strong man. He's an author. He's a motivational speaker. He's a pastor and writer. And now Milo has obviously folded up, but John has written for Milo for years.
Yeah, you know, and I've been doing Stim for many, many years. Obviously, I've talked about it, you know, the different devices that I have, everything from a Russian Stim machine to the Mark Pro to the Compex. I've used them all. The interesting thing that makes a difference with this is the AC-DC component.
Yeah.
And this is something I've never been able to find. Even at the max levels, let's talk about a couple things.
Sure.
Even at the maximum levels of electricity going through your body with this machine, it's a different kind of experience. It's still tolerable.
Yep.
In other words, like you could sit at the highest level and be good for, you know, 10, 20 minutes without, you know, if you're doing other kinds of stims. As powerful as it is, the comfort level is amazing.
Yeah.
Now, that's never even been a factor for me because it's, you know, if it works, I don't care if it's uncomfortable. I mean, that's just like what weightlifting and everything else is. You know,
yep.
You've got to get comfortable with discomfort. What was the comfort level? But secondly is this main idea of the AC-DC. I've had shoulder problems for years now. And finding that maybe there's some whole aspects of this stuff going down the rabbit hole of understanding that maybe some of the inflammation actually needs to be killed, not just relieved. And one of the major things I'm always doing is, you know, I'm getting on trampolines, all kinds of stuff to get the lymphatic flow going.
Yeah.
To get that whole idea of understanding that we've got to get that poison out of the system. But one of the interesting facts, I learned this from talking to Paul, having a couple emails back and forth, is sometimes the inflammation actually just needs to be killed. Sometimes there's stuff in there that needs to be knocked out.
Yep.
And so by using the AC channel only, and again, this AC-DC, this is the only unit I've ever heard of that does this, where you can go just strictly AC current or direct current through DC. What I'm finding is by placing the AC on there and just allowing it to kill some stuff that's in there, and then switching to the DC to help heal and build it back up, I'm finding instant differences, not something where you have to wait a long time, but you know, this is truly instant gratification that a lot of the pain and immobility disappears when you learn this concept, that sometimes the inflammation, some of these things that are in there, you've actually got to use electricity maybe to kill them and then build that tissue back up. I've done everything. I've actually put it on DC current on my eyes. That has prepared me for some crazy intense workouts because, again, the eyes are so much a part of the brain and our proprioception. So I've actually put pads on my eyes and used the direct current at low and medium levels and had some crazy workouts. It's a totally new concept. Again, eSTIM has been around for a long, long time. But what we're talking about is something on a totally different level. And you need to get it. You need to try it out. And there's all kinds of protocols. And one of the biggest things I like to do is just experiment.
Oh, yeah. You know,
the creativity that you can have with this is off the charts. Well, here's the main thing. Right now, I'm trying to heal the shoulder, get it completely healed.
Okay.
I'm back to pressing fairly heavy since I've been using it.
Yep.
If this could be a game changer, you know, when you're talking about tissue regeneration, most stim machines, the idea is to get blood flow pumping back into the muscle and to re-educate the muscle on how to function, how to contract and relax. Well, DC, when you run just DC current, there's a whole lot of stuff that's happening way beyond just putting blood flow and contraction and release in there.
Yeah.
It's actually regenerating. Now, again,
how far do you think they could get with something like this when used properly?
I think that this could be a real secret weapon in extending the lifting career of so many people. You know, what's the number one reason why, you know, people stop lifting stones or stop lifting? It's because of injury.
Yep.
So what if we could do this? What if we could actually prevent or when you get injured, because we're all going to get injured.
Yep.
What if you could heal injury? And then what's the second reason why people stop lifting is because we don't produce the same amount of hormonal level as we did when we were younger.
Yep.
So recovery is different in all these different aspects. What if you could have all the advantages of, you know, a 25, 30-year-old hormonally,
yep,
as well as physically, what would that lifting career look like when you're in your 50s and 60s? This is some of the stuff, and it's not too far-fetched.
No, it's not at all. No.
And the same thing with doing the Earth Pulse and mixing with the skin machine. What's interesting about this is it's set to 9.6.
Yeah.
So it's going to relax you. It's going to put you into that state. And so if you'll put on the Earth Pulse, the 9.6, as well as the stem machine at 9.6, you're going to sleep lights out.
Yeah.
But not only that, your body is going to do some incredible, crazy things while you're sleeping. You're going to find your memory, you're sharper focused. You're not going to wake up with what we call that sleep hangover that happens when people take sleeping pills or something to help them sleep prescription-wise or over the counter. You're going to wake up refreshed. And what I'm going to talk about is it's going to prime your brain, you know, for that next day.
Yeah.
And then also when you do this the right way, you're resetting your circadian rhythms. There's so much we could talk about that, you know, will blow people's mind.